Blog Talk Radio.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. What a great God we serve. Well, good morning, good morning. Welcome back to Bible Storyland. Well, we are thanking the Lord this morning for you and for you and for you and you and you and your family. What a great God we serve. He created Adam and Eve and children and families. Hallelujah. The first family came forth and the Lord told them to multiply, replenish the earth. So that's what they went about doing. And because of them, we are here today. And because of Jesus, we're in the kingdom. He even said that the children are a part of the kingdom. So when we were children, we were a part of the kingdom. And now that we are of age, I thank the Lord that he remembers us. He remembers us, but he doesn't, I pray he doesn't remember our foolishness when we were children. Today is the day the Lord has made. Today is Joyful Praise Day on Bible Storyland. We are praising God. We are giving him joyful praise. Now, you know you could give him a kind of praise that's not joyful, but no, we have so much to be grateful for. So we're giving him a joyful praise. We've laid every burden at his feet. We're not carrying heavy loads, so we are light in the spirit, light to give him all the glory. Oh, yeah, all the praise and all the honor that belong to our King, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He's mighty and he is holy. He's a righteous Lord. The Lord is our shepherd. And so this morning, we're grateful that you joined us on Bible Storyland. And Father, we thank you that we have the keys of the kingdom. Whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven.
Yes,
we bind the kings and the chains and the nobles with the fetters of iron. We bind the strong man and spoil his goods. We bind Leviathan and all the proud spirits arrayed against our lives. We bind the principalities, powers, and rulers of the darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places. We bind all sickness and disease released against our mind or our body. Let the exiles be loose. Let the prisoners be loose. Loose and those appointed to death. We loose our necks from all bands in the name of Jesus. We loose ourselves from the bands of wickedness in the name of Jesus. We loose ourselves from all bonds. We loose our mind, will, and emotions from every assignment and spirit of darkness in the name of Jesus. We loose our city and region from every assignment of hell. We loose our finances from every spirit of poverty, debt, and lack. We loose ourselves from all generational curses and hereditary spirits. We loose ourselves from every assignment of witchcraft, sorcery, and divination. We loose ourselves from every spoken curse and every negative word spoken against our lives. So, Father, this morning we thank you that we align with you. We come to see holy is our King, holy is our God. And, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing and what you're going to do, what you've done already and what you're about to do on Bible Storyland. We surrender all to you this morning. You are the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, and Almighty Father. And we just come before your presence with thanksgiving, giving you glory, praise, and honor. All the honor is due to you, Lord God. And so, Father God, we just say, have your way in us. Have your way in us. We exalt you as Lord. We exalt you as King. So this morning we say hallelujah to the Father of all fathers. Hallelujah. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Have your way in us in Jesus' name. Well, I thank God the Lord is our shepherd. We have Karen Itell along with us this morning from Houston, Texas. She's going to play a song of praise, praise music unto our King this morning. Good morning, Karen. How are you?
Doing wonderful.
Amen. Is it hot in Houston? It's hot in Jacksonville. Oh, my God. It's
very hot here. We're in a dome of high pressure, and there's not hardly any rain right now. We're supposed to get some rain this afternoon, tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock.
All right. Well, what song are you going to play this morning? What praise song?
Oh, this is a Father world.
All right. This is our Father's world. Amen. This world belongs to our Father, our King. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers tomorrow. People will be celebrating Father's Day, and we honor the King of Kings. He is our Father. He's the one who birthed our daddies. So we're grateful to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, who is our Father, our Lord, and our Shepherd. So we thank the Lord for His Word. His Word in Psalm 23 says, the Lord is our shepherd, we shall not want. He maketh us to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth us beside the still waters. He restores our soul. He leadeth us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, because he is with us. His rod and his staff is comforting us. He's preparing a table before us in the presence of our enemies. He anointeth our head with oil, our cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hallelujah. Not just part the time, but we're going to be dwelling in the house of the Lord forever. And we're so grateful that the Most High God knows our name. Woo, hallelujah. But don't you be tricked. The devil know your name too. But we're thankful that the God is all powerful. He's the one who watches over us. He's the one who keeps us in the path of righteousness. He's the one who slaps the devil upside the head and sends the fire of God against him. So we're safe under the shadow of his almighty wings. What a great God we serve. As we joyfully praise our King of Kings today, the Lord of Lords, we're so grateful that he is our shepherd and that he keeps us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. And, you know, he keeps us on the right path. There's more than one path, you know. You could go to the devil's path or you could choose the Lord's path. What are you going to do? As for me and my house, what are you going to do? What path are you going to be on? Now, you know, you can't be on the devil's path, and then when you leave this earth, you say, oh, yeah, Father, I was ignorant. I ain't know no better. I thought I was on your path. No. Search the scriptures. see if you be in the way of the Lord. So consult the Father. He'll let you know when you're off the path. He tells us, wait a minute, you done slipped off the path, but you got to be in the secret place to hear his voice. He lets you know what's going on. So you got to call on his name, say, Father, it's my desire to always follow you, to always do what you want me to do. It's always, you know, we gotta continually call on his name. But even more than that, remember, he gave us one mouth and two ears. So when we go in the secret place, we can't always be talking to him. We gotta listen to his voice. His voice is majestic and powerful. His voice is lovely and beautiful. No voice can compare to his voice. His voice is, oh my God, indescribable. Like Job said, I desire the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. Now, you know that's a great desire. So we got a hunger and thirst for righteousness. We hunger and thirst sometimes for worldly stuff. But we got a hunger and thirst for righteousness. Psalm 16:11 says, thou wilt show us the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. So we got to know the path of righteousness. And thank God he keeps us on his path when we stay in the secret place with him. When we stay close to him. Psalms 23:3 says, he restoreth our soul. Our souls need restoration. He restoreth our soul. And not only that, he leads us in the path of righteousness, not for my name, not for your name, but for his name's sake. Psalms 25:10, all the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. Now, you got to keep his covenant. But first of all, you got to know his covenant in order to keep it, right? I wasn't born knowing his covenant. Maybe you were, but I wasn't. So we got to call on his name and say, Father, we want to know your word like never before. We honor you. We honor your word. So we got to call on him so that he can keep us in the holy path of righteousness. And, you know, he says, praise is comely for the upright. So we got to continually praise him. The righteous has so much to praise God for. You know, if we look back over our lives, all of our good days outweigh our so-called bad days. Every day is a good day in the Lord. Every day is a good day in the Lord. So, you know, he promised never to leave us, never to forsake us. I mean, that's a lot right there. Never leaving his children, never forsaking his children. That is a lot. So it's praise time on Bible Storyland. Let's joyfully praise our God. We have Pastor Donna Hawkins on with us this morning from Paducah, Kentucky. I have missed you all. Good morning, Pastor Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. I am doing fine. It's so good to hear your voice again. Oh, my goodness, it's so good to hear your voice.
Good to hear yours, too. Finally got a new computer all set up for Bible Storyland. Hallelujah.
All right. He's still blessing.
Yes. How's your mom?
Well, Mom talked a little bit this past week. She opened her eyes and smiled. She ate and took her medicine. So we're rejoicing. We are just rejoicing. We can't help it.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Well, what are you going to sing today on Bible Storyland?
Well, I'm going to sing Jesus is on the Main Line because we can call him up and tell him what we want.
Amen.
Jesus is on the Main Line. Tell him what you want. Jesus is on the Main Line. Tell him what you want. Jesus is on the Main Line. Tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell what you want. If you want salvation, tell him what you want. If you want salvation, tell him what you want. If you want salvation, tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. If you want your body healed, tell him what you want. If you want your body healed, tell him what you want. If you want your body healed, tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. Call him up, call him up. Tell him what you want. Call him up, call him up, and tell him what you want. Call him up, call him up. Tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. Call him up, call him up. Tell him what you want. Call him up, call him up, and tell him what you want. Call him up, call him up. Tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want.
Amen. Thank God Jesus is on the main line. And guess what? We don't even have to use a regular telephone. We can use our voice and say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven. Thank you, Pastor Donna. Awesome song. Jesus is on the main line. Call him up today. Don't wait. Call him up right now. He knows your name. He even knows your voice, your address, your fingerprints, your voice print. Nothing he don't know about you. He knows everything about you. So we thank the Lord this morning. We have Jackie Travis on with us from Jacksonville, Florida. Good morning, Jackie. Can't hear you yet,
good
Jackie,
morning.
But we know. Good morning.
Good morning, Sister G.
How
Hello.
Are you?
I was trying to wake you. All right, you're doing okay. Y'all sound good, cuz. Sound good this morning. Everybody
hey.
Sounds great. Listen, well, I was trying to wait until I get downtown. Let me get downtown so I can see if Miss Curlin is going to sing with me, okay?
All right, you going to call
can
back?
Can I sing in a few minutes? Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Let me call her. All right, thank
all right,
you.
Thank you. Well, we have Minister Stacy on with us this morning from Jacksonville. Ah, the girls may be sleeping, but she's on with us. Good morning, Minister Stacy. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. God bless you.
God bless you, too. The girls are having a good summer.
Oh, they got, yes, they're having a, yes, yeah, a great summer. Yes, they're learning how, they had, we're having a camp at our church, zoo camp, and they're learning how to sing and dance and do all kinds of arts and crafts. So at the end of the camp, they're going to do a recital.
Amen. Well, you make sure you give me an invitation. I hope I can come.
Yes. Don't be nice.
What are you going to sing this morning?
I'm going to choir with them. Huh?
What are you going to sing this morning?
I guess I sing this song. I've been practicing with the kids. I decided to follow Jesus.
What's the name of it?
I have decided to follow Jesus.
Oh, yeah, right. I love
it's
that
old,
one. Okay, go ahead.
It's an old song. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. The cross before me, the world behind me, the cross before me, the world behind me, the cross before me, the world behind me, no turning back, no turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. No cross before me, no world behind me. The cross before me, the world behind me. The cross before me, the world behind me. No turning back, no turning back. No turning back, no turning back. I won't go back, no turning back. I won't go back, no turning back. I won't go back, I won't go back. I won't go back, hallelujah. I won't go back, hallelujah. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Stacy. I've decided to follow Jesus. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord, follow him, till we leave this earth and then stand before him in the judgment. We want to hear him say, well done. So I thank God for each of you this morning. Jesus is on the main line. Call him up right now. I have decided to follow Jesus. And he knows our voice. He knows his children. He is the shepherd of all shepherds. He knows his children. I want to let you know the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit, and of the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. What a mighty God we serve. We need the word of God to do a work in us on a daily basis, not just on Sundays or whatever Bible study night we go, but daily. We need God to do a work in us. No good thing can come from our flesh. So we got to, you know, how can we know unless somebody teach us? So we need the word of God to do a work in us, to deal with our souls, our spirits, and our hearts. Our speaker today is a part of the Fivefold Ministry. He's a pastor. He's the pastor of CB Helping Hands Deliverance Ministries in Jacksonville, Florida. He's known throughout the city of Jacksonville, Florida. The Spirit of the Lord is upon him. God has anointed him to preach the good tidings to the meek, to bind the broken in heart, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and to open the prison to those who are bound. He is Pastor Johnny McCray. We welcome him to Bible Storyland. Good morning, Pastor McCray. How are you this morning?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I am doing wonderful this morning. Sister Gatlin, I am truly grateful to be here this morning.
Well, we are certainly grateful to have you with us this morning. So let the Lord have his way. Whatever the Lord say, we agree.
Amen, amen. Whatever the Lord say, we do agree. I do want to say this morning, giving honor to God and Jesus Christ, who is ahead of my life, ahead of our lives, I already feel welcome, and I already feel the Spirit of the Lord in Bible Storyland this morning, knowing that I'm in the company of so many men and women of God and different ministers and pastors, bishops and prophets, evangelists, whatever. And I already feel I feel that warmth there of the Spirit of the Lord. And I just want to say thank you. I want to say thank you, Minister Gatlin, for allowing me to come and let the Lord use this vessel this morning, for we do all things for his glory. To Bible Storyland family this morning, I am Pastor Johnny McCray. I'm so glad to be here this morning. I thank God for those marvelous praises that went up. Amen. All the songs and just lifting up the name of Jesus this morning. Amen. But there is a God and there is a word from God this morning. Amen. I want to speak this morning from 1 Peter, the 2nd chapter, verse 9. But before I speak, I just want to do this little verse of a song that I wrote. It goes something like this. It says, that I want to live holy. Said I want to live holy. Said I want to live holy. That's all I want to do. Said I want to live holy. Said I want to live holy. Said I want to live holy. That's all I want to do. And truly, that's all I want to do this morning. That's all I want to do today is to live holy. Amen. In the book, it reads this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before your throne of grace and mercy. Lord, as we submit ourselves to you fully, Lord, we ask that as we decrease us, Father, and increase your spirit in your presence. Father God, have your marvelous way. God, we give you glory in advance. We declare victory in the name of Jesus. We declare the captives are set free. We declare deliverance this morning, healing and blessing and restoration. In Jesus' name, amen. The scripture reads in verse 9 of the 2nd chapter of 1 Peter, it says, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a particular people, that ye should show forth the praises to him who has called you out of darkness into the marvelous light. Amen. Amen. And from that word of scripture this morning, I want to speak on this topic. There's a place called there. And what I mean by there's a place called there, that means there's a place that I'm trying to get to. There's a place that I have to get to. There's a place that we must get to in order to give God joyful praise. Amen. The Bible says in Psalms, it says that I will call on the name of the Lord who is worthy to be praised. David was familiar with that in the time that he spent with God, that he knew that God was worthy of all praises. God is worthy of all honor. God is worthy of all due. Amen. Even when he called on his name, he knew that God was worthy of the praise. He also said in Psalm 150, he says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. So I want to talk from these three points this morning as we're talking about everything that has breath. When we're talking about that God is worthy to be praised, when we're talking about that we're moving from a place of giving God praise to giving God a joyful praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Other words, a praise could be if when I thank God after the fact. Amen. When I'm showing God gratitude, I'm giving him praise for what I know he has done. But when I want to give God a joyful praise, hallelujah, when I'm pointing, I'm trying to get to a place where I can give God a joyful praise, what am I saying? I'm saying that I want to be able to give God a praise, a joyful praise, a 150% praise before it happens, before he heal me, before he deliver me, before he set us free. I want to be able to give God that victorious praise. Amen. I want to give everything inside of me, every part of me, all my vessel will lift up a praise up unto God. Amen. Now, how can I do that? The first point is I got to empty myself. Amen. How do I empty myself? Peter said, I need to lay aside all malice, all guile, all hypocrisies, all envies, and all evil speaking. Amen. What that means is I got to allow God to search me inside and out. The psalmist says, Lord, search me, Lord. If you find anything in me, take it out. Amen. As we grow, as we mature, hallelujah, in the ministry, in the fivefold, we continue to allow God, hallelujah, each and every day to empty us out, hallelujah, to search our heart, to search our mind, to search our spirit, to search our motives. God, search me, and whatever you find inside of me, hallelujah, in any area of my life where I have not matured, God, I need you to work on me. Why? Because if there's a place that I'm trying to get there. I'm trying to get to a place called there. I want to be into a place, hallelujah, that when I give up my praises unto God, all heaven and earth, in the trees, the river, the water, everything, the air that I breathe, it joins in with us and give God praise. So not only am I joyful in my praise with myself, but I'm connected to everything that has breath. Am I talking to anybody this morning? So I humble myself this morning. We humble ourselves today to God and say, God, empty me out. Hallelujah. If I got anything in me, hallelujah, that goes against your praise, if there's anything in me that goes against me giving you full worship, if there's anything in me that keeps me from obeying your word, God, I need you to take it out. Hallelujah. They said it's better to go to heaven with one eye, hallelujah, than to go somewhere else with two, hallelujah. So, God, we need you this morning to empty ourselves out, hallelujah, amen. So we humble ourselves to God this morning. Our first point is men and women of God, hallelujah. We got to empty ourselves out, hallelujah, because we go out and we tell the world, amen, as we go out into the world, we're telling them, you got to empty yourself out and receive Jesus as the Lord and Savior, amen. But we also tell them we empty ourselves out every day, hallelujah. We empty out, we get rid of stuff every day. We cleanse ourselves every day. We cut stuff off every day. We leave things behind every day. We step out of things every day. We crush the devil's head every day. Why? Because there's a place called there, and I got to get there. Amen. I got to get to a place where I don't only give God praise, but I give God a joyful praise. I give God praise before I get the job. I give God praise before the victory. I give God praise even in defeat. Hallelujah. I give God praise. David was in the lion's den, but he still gave God praise. Amen. But what is my second point? Help me, Holy Ghost. Amen. First, after I empty myself out, then I make room on the inside that God can fill me up more with his spirit, fill me more with his anointing, fill me no more with his strength, fill me more with his power, fill me more with his love, fill me more with his wisdom, with his knowledge, because I need to make room for more of God on the inside of me than me inside of me. So when God say, greater is he that is in me than he is in this world, amen, I can do whatever I need to do and give God a joyful praise. I can walk in the confidence of the Holy Spirit, amen, that the praise that I gave unto God, amen, what I praise him for in advance will come to pass, amen, that I can see things although they are not, and they will come to pass. Why? Because I'm depending on my joyful praise. I'm depending on the praise. I'm depending on the acknowledgement that I acknowledge God before the request. I acknowledge God before the warfare. I acknowledge God before the time of deliverance. I acknowledge God before the healing. I acknowledge God, amen. Why? Because I'm operating in my faith. Because the true believers of God walk by faith and not by sight. Help me, Holy Ghost, this morning. So I'm going to empty myself out, and then I'm going to make room by making that will make room for more spirit, more power, more anointing, more love of God. Hallelujah. Because we need more love. We need more peace. We need more joy. We need more power, amen, because the world is cranking up. The world, the Bible said in the last and evil days, there will be a great falling away from the ministry. There will be a great falling away from the church. so we are gearing up, amen. As they're falling away, we are gearing up so we can snatch them back, amen. We're going to take the true backsliders. It's not a backslider that went into the world, but a backslider that slid back into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Somebody say glory this morning. And what else am I going to do in my third point?
Amen.
Our third point is I'm going to walk as an example. Hallelujah. So I got to empty myself. I got to be filled more with the Spirit. Hallelujah. So I can know the tricks of the enemy. Hallelujah. So I can be very strategic. Amen. So I know the devil's move before he make it. I don't want to operate behind the eight ball. I want to be in front of the eight ball. Help me, Holy Ghost, this morning. So I can walk circumspectly to the word. Amen. I'm trying. I don't want to be ashamed for the kingdom of God. I don't want to have put Christ back to the cross. I don't want to be a bad example never again in life. Amen. Because I'm seeking with all my heart, soul, and mind to find that place called there. Oh, I'm going to get there. Matter of fact, I claim right now in the name of Jesus that we are there now. Hallelujah. We are there to give God a joyful praise. Hallelujah. We're going to walk according to the Spirit. The Bible says that there is therefore no condemnation for those who walk in the Spirit. Amen. For those who are in Christ. Amen. We are in Christ, and we walk by in the Spirit of the living God. Amen. We walk as examples to the world. Amen. We're going to win the lost at any cost. Amen. Because out there in the world, amen, there are those souls and those young people and those older people out there that have never experienced the love of Jesus Christ. Amen. And but they are looking, hallelujah. They are looking for an example. They are looking for a true soldier. They are looking for someone who will lay their life down, amen, and pick up their own cross. You know, Jesus said, oh, yeah, you got to pick up your own cross and follow me. Amen. So Jesus is saying to us this morning, you are in that place called there, so that our joyful praise is not just a regular praise, not a praise of gratitude, but a praise of faith, a praise that moves mountains. Amen. Amen. A praise, amen, that raised the dead, a praise that changed our children. A praise, amen, that changed our financial state. A praise, amen, that reached all the way to heaven. A praise. Oh, we're talking about a joyful praise, a joyful praise. Oh, yeah, when you're praising God and you humble yourself and you just give your whole self to God, hallelujah, without any motives, without any intent, but you just give God all of yourself. Oh, yeah, the trees, the oak trees going to be looking and they're going to join in with you. Amen. The wind is going to be blowing. It's going to stop. It's going to join in with you. Oh, that's the place that I'm trying to get to. When the wind comes, when the birds come out of the sky and they come and land on your soul and they join in the praise. Amen. When the walls start to praise God, because the Bible says that everything that has breath, let them praise the Lord. I say a true joyful praise. And when you give your whole self to God, a true joyful praise when you have no motives or intent, a true joyful praise when your only intent is to win some soul into the kingdom of God, when you want to win the lost at any cost. A true joyful praise is when you have God's hands of compassion down here on earth. A true joyful praise is when you don't realize that you've done all the wrong that you need to do in this life. Now you're committed to the righteousness of God. A true joyful praise is when you know that you are a holy nation, that you are a chosen generation, that you're the royal priesthood, and you're not just anybody, but you're a particular people. Amen. And your praises is all due unto him. Hallelujah. God, we bless your name this morning. Oh, man, Bible Storyland, I thank you, family, for the opportunity to tell everybody, including myself, that God is the place where I'm trying to get to. His praises is due. Amen. And that joyful praise, not just a regular praise, but that joyful praise, amen, is when I empty myself out. I just want to conclude it and tell you what I told you. When I fill myself up more of the Spirit of the living God, and when I commit myself, I just commit myself not to walk in the flesh, but walk as an example of Jesus Christ, that others may see, hallelujah, and they'll join in with my praise. Ain't nothing like a sinner coming in and giving some praises. Ain't nothing like when a sinner coming to the kingdom of God, oh man, in heaven just get on fire. I could see the elders up there when that sinner came in. We got to find the lost at any cost. We got to bring them into the kingdom of God. They still out there, hallelujah, so that the heaven and the earth can come together and the angels will start to praise them. Oh, the elders will start to praise him. Oh, heaven will start to praise Jesus. Oh, God, we bless your name this morning. And, God, we just call on you right now, Lord God, in the marvelous name of Jesus. God, in these last and evil days, you say you're going to pour out your spirit on all flesh. God, pour out your spirit right now, Lord God. God, in these last and days, Lord God, we ask that you pour out a portion of anointing that will destroy every yoke in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you pour out a spirit of an anointing, God, that will destroy fear, that will destroy doubt, that will destroy worry, that will destroy concerns of self, and worry about what man might say and what man won't do, and depend on a living God, a God who cannot fail, a God who will not lie, a God who has all authority in his hand, because Jesus, not only did he lay his life down, but he got up. Somebody help me. I said, Jesus, he got up one day early, one morning. And the Bible says, and I truly believe what the word says, that he got up with all power and authority in his hand. Oh, yeah, there's a place called there. Oh, we got to get there, and we're going to stay there, and we're going to be there until the Lord comes. I said, Lord, we thank you for there right now. We're going to stay right there, hallelujah, until that soul gets saved. We're going to stay right there until that sister, that brother gets healed. I come to tell you out there, Bible story land, that Jesus is still Jesus. He's still full of deliverance. He's still full of healing. He's still full of grace. He's still full of mercy, because his mercy endures forever. Jesus is still there with his arms wide open to you, saying, come to me, all that are heavy laden and burdened down. Come to me, and I'll give you rest. I said, Jesus is still full of love. Oh, yeah, love and compassion. God, Jesus is still right there ready to restore. God is still redeeming. Oh, yes, he is. I said, Jesus loves us so much. Amen. Then he told God, say, I'll go. Yes, I'll go. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. For you say in your word in John 3:16 that you loved us so much. Oh, yes, I'm glad you loved us so much that you sent your only son, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen, that we can have life and have it more abundantly. Amen, God is a good God. He's a marvelous God. And all I want to do is to live holy. All I want to do is to live holy. We're going to get there. Matter of fact, we speak of this being there right now. We are there, fivefold ministry. Amen. The lost, as we talk to the lost, Jesus is right there for you right now. He's right there with his arm wide open. Amen. If there's anyone under the sound of my voice that don't know Jesus for a personal Savior, God said, Jesus said, will you just repeat after me, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I don't have a personal relationship, but I heard your name. I heard about your power. I heard about your love, and I heard about your forgiveness. And Lord, I surrender to you right now. In the name of Jesus, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Begin in your work in you, because the preacher man said, God said, with whatever work I start in you, I'm through to finish that work. Amen. For the day of our calling of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Bible Story Land family, I thank you for this opportunity. Amen. To be able to be a vessel for the kingdom of God. God said his word would not return void, but it will accomplish exactly what it set it out. He set it out to do. So we claim right now, not only an accomplished word, but a victorious word, that there is where we are, in a joyful praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. What a great word, a powerful word. I tell you, the word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword. We thank you, Pastor Johnny McCray. Everything that has breath, praise the Lord, was his word. And he gave three awesome points. Take note of them. Empty ourselves, make room for God on the inside of us, and we're going to the heavenly realm. When you get in that realm, he said it's a praise. We don't even know, you know, that we're there. We're just praising God, giving him glory, giving him praise, giving him honor due to his name. A true joyful praise will win souls, will move God's hand on the earth, and that's what we want. We want a true joyful praise. So we thank you, Pastor McCray. That was a powerful word. God used you. Oh, my God. He used you to move mountains from our lives, to move heavy burdens so we could be free to joyfully praise our King. So we are so grateful to you for bringing the word, for standing in the gap for us, and also for offering salvation to us. It is salvation time on Bible Storyland. And as he said, anyone who's not saved, you know, say those things that he said. And, you know, salvation is a gift to mankind from God. God has always given his people gifts. But that's that special gift that's going to, you know, when we leave this earth, that's going to connect us even more so with him. He said in Romans 10:10-9, confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. Believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, and then you will be saved. So we got to say something. We got to talk. Yeah, we got to communicate that we want to be saved. We got to communicate that we believe that Jesus is Lord and that God raised him up on the third day. And you know what? There are prodigal children out here. Some of them already been saved, but they strayed away. So we're, you know, Jesus is calling the prodigals home. If you look all around you, murder, violence, crime, everywhere. He said, okay, get right with God. People say, oh, yeah, I ain't ready. I'm not ready yet. I'm still too young. Hey, did you notice young people getting killed? Did you hear about the child who got, attacked by the alligator? Did you hear about all the shootings in the world, in the nation, even in America? Now is the time for salvation. Not later, right this second. So anybody on here who's not saved, press 1. We'll walk you through the plan of salvation. We have Pastor McCray on here, and he'll walk you through the plan of salvation. All right, someone's saying something. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. All righty. Okay, well, I thank God for each of you. I thank God
Amen.
For you all coming on. It's testimony time. Press 1 if you haven't pressed 1. You know, we have Miss Ludell on here. Oh, a precious woman of God who's been on the battlefield for 95 years plus. Good morning, Miss Ludell. She lives in Appling, Georgia. Good morning, Miss Ludell. Miss Ludell? All right, I thought that was her. She didn't say nothing.
Mm.
All right, well, I thank God for each of you coming on this morning. Testimony time. Anybody have a testimony? I can't hear you. I know somebody got a testimony unto the Lord.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you'll be able to listen to the show.
All right, that's somebody coming on. All right. Anybody have a testimony? Go ahead.
Okay, I finished school. I mean, I've been finished since October, but we had the graduation on May, and I just thank the Lord for that. And I see myself growing in the Lord. Amen. God's been, amen. So, amen. God is good. So I finished school. Thank the Lord. And working on getting a new, better job, new job. But I'm just learning to trust God, amen, even the more. No matter what comes, I'm coming in to commend my life to God. But I just thank God that I'm finished. And, God bless you.
Thank you, Minister Stacy. I appreciate you. Thank God for the word. All right, we do have Miss Ludell on here. I don't know if she stepped away from the phone. Miss Ludell, are you there? She may have stepped away from the phone. She can't hear me right now. But anyway, she's from Appling, Georgia. And she's one of our youngest members. 95-plus years God has given her to give him praise, joyful praise. And she's going to come on and sing a song, give a testimony about the goodness of the Lord in her life. So we're thanking God for the younger elderly people on this, you know, on Bible Storyland. I thank God for each of you this morning. Well, we are continually praising our God. It's prayer time. Prayer time. If you have a prayer request, press 1. We'll put you on live if you haven't already pressed 1. And I see Pastor Mary on here with us this morning. All right, somebody press 1. Hold on. Let me just put you on. Hold on just a second. Okay, Jackie's back on with us. Jackie Travis, Jacksonville, Florida. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Sister G. I need prayer for my family, for my patients, for Reb. Reb is in the nursing home now. Just pray for him. He's in the nursing home. He won't be coming back home.
Oh, okay. Pastor Huggins, right?
Yeah, he had a birthday the other day.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. He's getting younger. Like
is
you
Carolyn
say.
With you, y'all got things?
No, she didn't call. I couldn't get her for some reason. I'm in the building now.
All right. Well, we're ready for you to sing that song of praise unto the Lord.
Okay. As I make my way back, I can see that little old church sitting by the red road track. Just a little shabby old place. We used to sing Amazing Grace and talking about a good time. Oh, yeah. We used to have a good time. Then somebody would pitch a tent in an open field. Folks would come for miles and miles, traveling over rocks and rails. Just a little shabby old place. We used to sing Amazing Grace and talking about a good time. Oh, yeah, we used to have a good time. And as I make my way back, and I can see that little old church sitting by the red road track, just a little shabby old place. We used to sing Amazing Grace and talking about a good time. Oh, yes, we used to have a good time. Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, I love that song.
Pray for the people in each one of these buildings downtown, each one of our senior citizen buildings. Because I went to another building on Phillips Highway, and that was in bad shape to me. So just pray that they don't mistreat my senior citizens, please.
All right, we'll
thank
pray
you.
For the seniors. Okay.
Okay. Thanks, darling.
All right, anybody else? Prayer time. Make your prayer requests known.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Minister Stacy.
Okay. Pray for my sister Pam. She's in the hospital. Pray for Pam and pray for my family. Just continue to pray for my family. Pray for my husband and pray for my children. Continue to pray for us and our family. And instead of finding a job.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. Someone has their phone on. And we can hear your conversation. If you put it on mute, appreciate you. Thank you. Jackie. Okay, I'll put her on mute. All righty. Anybody else? Prayer time. Got you covered, Pastor Donna Hawkins.
Oh, pray for my friend Carmen. Just pray for my family and all those connected to me. Amen. Friends, family, those are not saved. Just pray for them. Amen.
Amen.
Just pray for our families, relationships, restoration. Just pray for the body of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Minister G.
Yes. How you doing, Pastor?
Thank you so much for keeping my family covered in prayer. Today we have 4 homegoing celebrations here in Paducah. I'm going to preside at the first one this morning. My husband is offering a scripture at the second one today, and then there are 2 other ones And then tomorrow my husband will be delivering a eulogy for one of our friends who lived in Marion, Kentucky. Her name is Darlene West. So we need to pray for the West family, the Denson family, the Dawson family, the Rouse family, and all of those who are in bereavement on this weekend.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else? Excuse me, prayer requests. Plus, you got to press 1 if you haven't already. Want to make a prayer request. Press 1, prayer request. Okay. All right.
Hello.
Hey, Miss Liddell.
Oh.
How are you?
I'm doing very well. I was on and I got off, and I just heard some sad news. So I just, oh my Lord, I knew some. It seemed like I knew some. It was somebody or something special, and it was some sad news about one of my members. I'm not my member. My friend had passed, and just about a month, about 2 months ago, it was 3 or 4 families got killed in that family. So I would just like to ask for prayer for that family. So this one passed this morning, and the other 3 was killed about 2 months ago, maybe. Same sisters and sister-in-laws and all them some things. So I just ask prayer for that entire family.
All right. How you feeling, Miss Liddell? We missed you so much.
I was trying my best to get on, and my nurse had came here, and I had to turn to the page and everything, and my nurse had came, so I had to deal with her. I feel very well, but like I say, my feet don't hold back up. I mean, big. It was down to a natural little feet when I got up, but I rubbed. But anyway, it's hold back up, so I just sort of thank God for what it is. Thanking God for what it is. Hello?
I'm here, Miss Liddell.
Okay. This a little phone to knock us off sometime. I was one ahead. I got knocked off.
I'm sorry. Say that again. Somebody had called me, Miss Liddell. I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
I was just about to get on, and the phone kept ringing, and I said, well, Lord, I better. My nurse came first, but I was trying to see who this was, but it was a friend of mine had passed last night, and she had a sister and an uncle that was shot about a month and a half ago. So I just asked prayer for that immediate family and entire family.
Okay. Thank you, Miss Liddell.
All right, darling.
I'm going to pray for you, too, so don't hang up.
Please.
All right. We have a 724 that plus 1. May I have your request? Hello? 724-510. You press 1. Hello?
Hey, this is Victoria. I didn't know I was on the line.
Hey, Victoria. How are you?
I'm great. I'm good.
All right. Hold on, somebody else press 1. Okay, good, you can pray with me.
Yeah, that I think that was me, I think. Good morning.
Good morning, Brother Jeffrey. How are you? I'm sorry I couldn't talk to you. I'm still on the radio. Please forgive me for hanging up. Brother Jeffrey, you going to play a praise song for us?
I'm not by my keyboard. I was out this morning. I don't have the keyboard this morning, but I could sing if you want, but I don't have my keyboard around me this morning. But I'll let you know that I was on this morning on my mute.
Okay, I apologize. I did see somebody's number, but you know what? I didn't press 1 because we were in the middle of it, so I didn't know it was you. I apologize. You going to sing? What you going to sing?
Let me see. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Oh, she got a keyboard. Amen. I want to speak. Can you follow me on this here?
I'm sorry. What did you
say?
That's
not me.
That's
you
at
the keyboard.
Karen.
Oh, God bless you. I want to see. Can you follow me with this one?
Go
I got so much to praise the Lord for. I got so much to praise the Lord for. I got so much, so much, so much to praise the Lord for. I got so much to praise the Lord for. I got so much to praise the Lord for. I got so much, so much, so much to praise the Lord for. I got so much to thank the Lord for. I've got so much to thank the Lord for. I've got so much, so much, so much to thank the Lord for. I've got so much to praise the Lord for. I've got so much to praise the Lord for. I've got so much, so much, so much to praise the Lord for. God bless you, God bless you. We got so much to praise him and thank him because he's been so good to us. God bless you.
God bless you, Brother Jeffrey. I tell you, this is a pleasant surprise. I thank the Lord for you. Brother Jeffrey is a young man from Jacksonville, Florida. Brother Jeffrey Mathis, and I'm telling you, I know young men who can praise the Lord, but he excels. Oh, my God. I love to hear you praise the Lord, Brother Jeffrey. So just continue to keep praising
amen,
the Lord.
Amen, amen. I'm going to continue. I'm going to continue. God bless
amen.
You.
Amen. We're going to stay on the battlefield for our Lord. I thank God for those two songs you sang, What a Mighty God We Serve. And I've got so much to praise the Lord for, so much to thank him for. And that's a true statement as well as a beautiful, beautiful song. So we thank the Lord for you. All right. Well, we're getting ready to pray very soon. Any more prayer requests? Press 1. Press 1. All right, Karen?
Well, how about we pray for this incident that happened in Orlando?
All right. Yep, that's what we're going to be praying for, world situations. World situation. So I thank God for you.
Yeah.
Anybody else? All right, hold on. Let me see. I think somebody else pressed 1 here. I thank God for each of you all coming on with us this morning. Lord, may the Lord continually bless you. All right, I'm looking to see if anybody else pressed 1 here. All right, not at this time. All righty. So we're getting ready to pray. Victoria, you still on here with me? I don't see her. I think she may have hung up. All right. Pastor Johnny McCray, you still on here? Gotta press 1. You on. Oh, there's Victoria. Nope. Somebody else. Hold on. Hold on. It keeps shifting on me here. Okay, there's Victoria again.
Okay.
All right, got you.
Okay, you got me. Can we pray?
Got
I lift up Sister Sophie's mom. She's in a coma.
Okay, can you start the prayer off, and you can pray for world situations and Sister Sonja's mother.
Okay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the power to pray and get results. Father, Lord God, you said there will be wars and rumors of wars. Well, God, I thank you for the power, Lord God, to intercede, to stop and block the plans of the enemy that's causing destructions in our land. God, your word declares, Lord God, that if your people will call by your name, they will humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways, Lord God, and you will heal from heaven and you will heal our land. Father, our land needs to be healed. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the body of Christ coming together, fitly joined together for the overall vision of you, your God mandate, the mandate of God, the constituted authority, Lord God, of your reign and your rule, Father. God, we thank you for the people humbling themselves, seeking your face, Lord God, calling on Jehovah Jireh, that you will, Lord God, come in like a rushing wind, God, and cause healing to be over our land from death and destruction and from evil. We ask that you deliver us from all evil, hidden agendas of the enemy, God. God, I thank you that you are allowing your people, Lord God, to see what the enemy's tactics and plans are ahead of time to stop and to block it. And even those things is already happening, Father, God, I thank you that judgment has come to this nation, God, because the nation has forgotten about you. So, Father God, I thank you, Lord God, for even as judgment has come, God, is causing an awakening for the people, God, to come and consider their ways. So, Father God, even through this all, God, somebody is awakening up, God, and say, I must repent. So we think that repentance, the cry of repentance that hit this nation like never before, repent and turn from your evil, wicked ways. So, Father God, I just thank you right now for a cry of repentance that hit this nation like never before, that you are visiting our government, you are visiting, Lord God, our economy, Lord God, you are visiting, Lord God, the church, Lord God, judgment has come, Lord God, to this nation, and so, God, the nation has forgotten you, but God, I thank you, Lord God, nation will remember, Lord God, that your word is still the same and it never changes. If you take it out, Lord God, our government, it still stays the same. If you take it out, our school system, it still remains the same. If you take it out, the church, it still remains the same. And everything else will fall down to the ground. So, Father God, we thank you for that life-changing word, God. We thank you for, Lord God, your apostles and your prophets, God, that's setting up order, God, in this nation. We thank you for the marketplace apostles, God. Those are not afraid of the faces of the people, that you are setting up one and lifting, putting down another. God, we thank you for righteous morals coming forth in this nation like never before, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we bless your holy name because you're still Lord. You are still King of kings and Lord of lords. You still rule and you still reign, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. So we just pray, Lord God, sovereignty. We just pray for grace. We just pray for mercy, Father, in the name of Jesus. And God, even as we continue to pray, Father, I lift up, Lord God, Sonja's Eastern mother, Father, even as she's in a coma. God, I thank you, Lord God, that you are causing a supernatural rest to come upon her, even in her bed of a Father. Lord God, you said there is a storehouse in heaven. It's waiting on the saints of God to call down body parts. So right now, Father, she needs a new brain. She needs a new heart. God, some things have been damaged. Some things has been, Lord God, messed with, Father. Some things has been violated, God. So God, we just thank you right now, Lord God, every tissue, every ligament, every joint. We speak revival to her. We plead the blood over her in the name of Jesus, because the blood still has the power to heal and to deliver. So, God, we thank you for the healing balm that will touch her, Lord God, that she will wake up strengthened, she will wake up revived, and she will wake up renewed in the name of Jesus. And, God, we bless you for the praise report in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we continually bless and honor you. We thank you, Lord God, for Pastor Donna Hawkins, for her family, for Mother Newsom, Mother Hawkins. And we thank you, Father God, for her husband and for Pastor Donna being the pastor at the church there, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing for her and for her family. We thank you, Lord God, that you heard the cries of the righteous and you answered and allowed her mother to speak and eat, oh God. What a great God you are. Oh, Father God, I thank you that you hear our cries even before we call unto you. And so, Father, we lift up those who are bereaved all over, those that we know. And we ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to touch their families, heal their families, comfort and strengthen every family of every bereaved member, Lord God. Father, it's not easy to lose a family member. You know You understand. You created us. And I thank you, Lord God, that the power of life and death are in your hands. You are the one who decided when we come to earth and how long we're going to be here. So, Father, help us in the name of Jesus. Oh, strengthen us. Give us comfort. Oh, God, nobody can comfort like you. We can give words of encouragement, but you, oh, God, are the comforter of all comforters. And we thank you, Lord. Father, we lift up Pastor Huggins, who is now in a nursing home. But, Lord, you are there. You're everywhere all at the same time. We thank you for the senior citizens being treated fairly throughout the world. We thank you for honoring the senior citizens, giving them honor, oh, God, where honor is due. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you for the fathers, because Father's Day is approaching. So we are so grateful, Lord God, for the fathers in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you for Minister Stacy's Sister Pam and the family, oh, God, and Carmen, her friend. We're thanking you, Lord God, for giving them strength, abundant life. Lord, we don't want to just exist in this world. We want abundant life. We want health. You said, beloved, above all, I wish that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So, Father, we want to be in excellent health and strengthen our bodies and healed from the inside out, oh, God. We want to walk in divine health and healing every day in Jesus' name. So, Father, we just bless and honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. Sister Victoria, can you pray for the Bible Storyland family?
Yes, ma'am. Father, we look at the Bible Storyland family. And, God, we just thank you, Lord God, for those that joined the line, God. We lifted them up in Jesus' name. And, God, we just thank you, Lord God, from the north side, the south side, the east side, and the west side of every city, state of this nation. God, that the stories will go out, God. God, we thank you for these new stories, the old stories. God, we thank you that you have not forgotten one story. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for the testimonies of the Lord that rest upon Bible Story Land, Father. God, I thank you for the miracles of healing, deliverance, and salvation that has come forth thus far, and many are coming forth, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you for this new avenue, God, Lord God, that will allow people, Lord God, to come together, new covenant relationships, Father, money that will come forth, Father, in Jesus' name. God, we thank you for uncommon favor, Father, Lord God, for Bible Story Land, Father. So we thank you that the airways have been hijacked for Bible Story Land in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we bless, Lord God, the leader over Bible Story Land, and we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in your daughter, Father. God, I thank you for that teacher anointing. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for the words of wisdom that comes forth out of her mouth, God. I thank you, Lord God, everything that's been held up today, God, I put pressure on them to come forth in Jesus' mighty name. So, Father God, we bless Bible Story Land, and we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing on Bible Story Land. And even those that's been in the hospital, Father, God, I thank you for these testimonies that will come forth, Lord God. They said, I just came on the line, or I just shared a word, God, and they received a miracle out of nowhere, Father, because you are God of the suddenly, all of a sudden, change has come. As they come upon this line, Lord God, as they begin to hear in the days and the weeks to come, God, they will receive it and they believe it, God. God, we thank you for these kind of testimonies that's going to come forth out of Bible Story Land, and we thank you for this now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Can you also pray Victoria, for Miss Ludell? She's had surgery a couple of months or so, and she asked also to pray for a bereaved family in her city.
Okay. Father, we just lift up Sister Ludell. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for the doctors, but we call it on Dr. Jesus.
Yes.
So, God, I thank you for a complete, total healing, God, restoration, Father, for your daughter in the name of Jesus. You comfort her, Father. You comfort this family, Lord God. You comfort the bereaved family, Father. You are a comforter. Lord God, through death, God, somebody will receive salvation, God. Through it all, God, somebody will wake up, God. Through it all, God. God, anything that happens, God, is for a reason. You say we have a time to live and a time to die. So, God, I think that through death, somebody will receive life in the name of Jesus. As we continue to pray and lift up this family, Lord God, and lift up, Lord God, Sister Liddell, God, I thank you that you are strengthening now, Lord God, her tissues, her organs, Lord God. Lord God, you are strengthening her hand and her feet, Father. Lord God, it is not over. So, Father God, I thank you for a revival that's come, Lord God, that even, Lord God, that anointing, Lord God, to be a great witness, Lord God, that will cause many lives to be changed, even her family members. A great wisdom is down in her inward part. So we thank you for the intercessor, Lord God, even rising up even the more, God, that will cause, Lord God, her family eyes, Lord God, to be open, God. God, I thank you, Lord God, for this kind of ministry, Lord God. I see your witness into young people that's in your family line. So, Father God, I thank you, Lord God, that salvation has come, Lord God, to the family line and those that are bound by addiction, God. God, say, if you begin to call them out, God, say, I begin to go get them. So, Father God, I just thank you right now, Lord God, for the anointing, Lord God, to call out, that you begin to call out their loved ones. Lord, you begin to point the finger and say, Lord, I want that one for your kingdom, and I want that one for your kingdom. God, say, if you point the finger, I get them. So, Father God, I just thank you right now, Lord God, for this kind of anointing, Lord God, that you flesh upon her, Lord God, that she will be, Lord God, like Anna. Lord God, Anna stayed on the wall. Anna stayed in the place of prayer. So, Father God, I thank you for this kind of anointing, God. Through her prayer, God, many will come, God. Many of your bloodline, God, say, deal with those bloodline curses. Deal with that bloodline of rejection and and strife, and watch my hand, watch my hand to work move. So, Father God, I thank you for this now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Well, any more prayer requests? We're about to close out this morning. All right. Well, it's closing time on Bible Storyland, and you know what? Tomorrow's Father's Day. I'm honoring my father, even though he's going on to glory. My dad was a good dad. So I'm saying happy Father's Day. Blessed, have a blessed and a wonderful day on tomorrow, Father God, fathers. And don't forget to bless our Father, which is in heaven, Father God. That's our real Father. He gave us a daddy here on the earth to help, you know, train us up in the way we should go. So we're grateful to that daddy as well. But Father God, oh, may he be honored by us tomorrow. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Well, God loves each of you. I love you, but you already know he loves you more. He sees your struggles. He is in the midst of all of our struggles. Let go and let God, let him have his way. God says, I am your God, and you are my people. I will fight your battles. Be still and know that I'm God. Trust me. The battle is not yours, it's mine, says the Lord. I will take care of you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I am here for you. Call on me. So God loves you, and he commands each one of us to love him back with all of our heart, soul, and strength. He commanded us to love each other. So let's obey our Father daily. Commit every day to obey God. When you wake up in the morning, say, Lord, I commit to serve you, to obey you. You know, love is synonymous with obedience. If you say you love God and you don't obey him, you're not truthful. He will lead us in the paths of righteousness. Let him lead you. Looking forward to hearing from each of you next Saturday. Bible Storyland will be Children's Day. We're going to have Pastor Donna Hawkins speaking on next Saturday. So join us at 9 a.m., 1-619-789-4313. I love each of you. You already know God loves you more. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, God-filled year, month. And don't forget, praise the Lord daily. Give him joyful praise. Thank God for you. Love y'all. Have a great day.
Love you.
Love you.